Matt and Eli, DJ producer, super duo who we know as Two Friends. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
So I'm chatting with you, of course, in Canada. Where are you guys right now?
We are in our studio in the basement underground in Los Angeles.
Okay, so I thought I would kick it off with a little bit of a special moment you had in Canada because you, of course, just released Time Bomb, your new single. Congrats on that.
Thank you.
But it has a special connection to Canada because the first time playing it live, you guys were at Drake's new venue, History, in Toronto. What was that like for you guys?
Yeah, that was just a couple of weeks ago. That was insane. So we were supposed to originally play in Toronto back in February on part of our Adventureland bus tour. And then because of COVID stuff, they had to move it to the summer. And so we went in the night that Time Bomb came out that night at midnight. But I just remember specifically, you know, being overwhelmed when we played it for the first time of, you know, we just said hey guys, this is a new one called Time Bomb. It comes out tonight. And already people were singing along because we had been teasing it for a few weeks. And so it was people knew that song just as well as any other song in our set, which was awesome.
And then the next night we were in Canada at the same venue, Toronto, and people knew it even better. So it's awesome.
How special is that? You have some Canadian diehards.
Oh yeah.
Seriously, it's changed because we used to definitely be a stronger presence in the US, but now Canada's really come around and we're so happy about it.
Yeah. Watch out, you guys. So you guys, of course, we know we follow you on your entire music career. You guys have known each other since middle school. I'm curious, have any of your teachers ever made it out to a show?
You know what? I think so. I think there's been a couple school administrators that our parents have stayed close with that have been, but
there was also, I know one of the science teachers without even telling us, she was just in the crowd and some of our other friends who were there, you know, in the crowd too. They went up there and they're like, I don't think I should say her name. Miss Blank, is that you? And she was just dancing around.
This is news to me, yeah. By the way.
I'll whisper to you.
Wow, interesting. That's amazing. Shout out Miss Miller.
Matt Doxter.
Miss Miller.
That's funny.
Okay, so you guys are in the studio right now. I know throughout the past couple of years, because touring wasn't really on the table, you spent a lot of time in the studio working on new music. What's your process like in there? Is one of you the songwriter? One of you brings the melody? How does that work with you guys?
Sometimes we'll bring in co-writers and have sessions and we'll all kind of write the lyrics and melody together. And then, you know, there's not really one way and everyone will contribute in whatever naturally comes. But no, we kind of both do a little bit of it all. Which is helpful. You know, you kind of have you don't have to put all the pressure on one person. Yeah.
And I think just because we've been doing this for now over 10 years, which is crazy to say, but it's kind of automatic of knowing what stuff we do together, what stuff we could split up and, you know, kind of each work on separately. So we kind of, we definitely have a good flow of kind of knowing who's going to do what.
A story that we've been following, Matt, I'm going to single you out here closely, is have you freed Ed Sheeran's signed guitar that he wants you to play yet?
Nope. Right behind this Zoom screen, there is a framed guitar from Ed Sheeran, and it just says Ed Sheeran signature, and then it says, please play this guitar. And I did not follow Ed's instructions, so I'm sorry.
Because, it has been on that wall for 20 years. Actually, no.
20 not, years, yeah. Brother.
How long? 10 years? 5
not,
years?
Not even.
3 but, years.
You know, whatever. I it doesn't matter. I have not followed his instructions. And if we ever meet Ed Sheeran, I'm going to apologize.
Do you think you'll ever actually take it out?
You know what? I feel like where the signature is, it's kind of in a place where your palm would be playing.
No, you'd rub it off.
You'd rub it off. And we got plenty of acoustics here. So I don't know.
You're just going to continue to disobey.
If we ever have a session with Ed Sheeran and he comes down, I'm going to break it out for sure.
I have to, of course. So on top of making new music, working on new music, you had a major announcement recently for 2022. You guys are kicking off your first festival, Big Booty Festival, Big Booty Land Festival in Boston in October. How long has this been in the works, behind the scenes?
Yeah, I mean, a long time. So we do... You know, in addition to all our original music, and we sometimes do remixes, but we have our Big Booty Mix series, which are hour-long sort of mega mashup, 200 different songs, sing-alongs that people can, use at pre-games and workouts and road trips. They've kind of grown a cult following. And during the pandemic, when touring, obviously slowed down, we decided it would be cool to perform them virtually. So we did some in warehouses. We did one outside in the desert. And we would kind of premiere each mix by performing it on a stage to an empty audience, obviously, because of the pandemic. But then it just, we knew right away the next natural step was once we could be able, you know, to turn it into this festival, special event, Big Booty Land, where people can come in person. And it's more than, you know, it is the premiere of the new Big Booty Mix, but there's more to it than that. There's the whole Big Booty universe brought to life. We're going to have mascots walking around. We're going to have activations and attractions. And the plan going forward, this first one is in Boston. And the craziest part, it sold out in the first 24 hours, which shocked us. But the plan is every new Big Booty Mix kind of announce a new city that we could bring Big Booty Land to.
So it'll be, you know, obviously the premiere of the mix. We'll have all the characters from the Big Booty Universe storyline. So it's definitely going to be a special thing. And we're trying to, you know, develop it into a festival with sick lineups and everything.
That's so cool. When it comes to planning a festival, what's one of those things so far that's been like, wow, I didn't know this was going to be this hard to plan or take this much time to plan? Like those finer details that we would never know about.
I would say, in short answer, everything. Everything. But even like, you know, the branding, the voice, the social media side, and then like the production side, you know, you really want to wow people. So there's the whole universe side where we're going to have decorations. And when you walk through those doors, it'll really feel like you entered Big Booty Land, whatever that is. So it's just so many details. Like we kind of, like Eli mentioned, started planning this a while ago. And I would say the last 3 months, up until now, it's probably taken up like 75% of our life. It's been overwhelming.
But a lot of that, you know, a lot of that is fun too. It's cool that like we have this opportunity to make a special show and kind of bring, you know, bring in a bunch of things that we might not really be able to for our normal touring. So it's kind of, you know, it's kind of like a ton of endless opportunities where if we, you know, if the venue lets us and we can make space for it, like why not try? So we have some cool ideas that we're hoping to pull off. And, you know, the plan going forward is just each one kind of level up and see how big we can get this.
Well, speaking about detail, I watched the Adventureland documentary for your tour that you guys released. And I think something that was really a neat takeaway is how much rehearsing goes into a DJ set. Because, you know, in the audience, it just seems like a wild, crazy party where everyone's hopping around. But there's a lot of choreography. Can you speak to some of the choreography that goes into your, like, your live performance?
Totally. I mean, obviously the set is the first step, but once you have that, that's just for the beginning. You know, you want everything queued up. You really want it to feel like this was all planned out. So whether that's the visuals perfectly being, you know, precise to all, every single beat, every single drum hit, all the lasers, the special effects, the moments, you know, we bring a saxophone out, our dude Casey, and like you have to plan out these special moments that people go home and remember. So it's definitely a lot of work, but when you do plan it out, it's a lot more rewarding because people kind of have a more memorable experience.
Totally. Now popping the champagne bottle, is that rehearsed too?
I'm not going to lie. A couple of years ago, I actually vividly remember this. For whatever reason, Matt, when we first started touring, Matt kind of was just the champagne guy. Like, I don't know why.
I don't know. I had the microphone in my hand a lot.
And then I remember we were in Washington, D.C. And for whatever reason, we decided tonight I was going to be the champagne guy. And I was so nervous. So our tour manager, Ben, took us out back to like this alley and we had some extra bottles. And I remember also it wasn't an all ages show. So instead of champagne, it was like sparkling apple cider. And we went out in basically the parking lot back alley and he practiced shaking it up and popping it off. And I remember it was a great feeling of pride because I executed it flawlessly.
That, to be fair, that's really difficult because it was in the States and I think it was an 18 plus show and it's 21. It is not easy. Champagne is a lot easier to make spray. Yeah, I don't think
I also remember the people in the front row like going crazy, like give me some, you know, probably expecting it to be alcohol, and no one told them that you're just drinking apple juice. But you know what?
I think when you're getting sprinkles, you can't even you don't know the difference.
No, well, it pays off because the show you guys put on looks like it's just a wild, fun party and everyone's in such a good mood. Matt, Eli, two friends, it was such a pleasure to finally catch up with you. Congratulations on the new music. Congratulations on launching your first festival. That's amazing. And good luck with the rest of your tour.
Thank you so much.
Hopefully we'll see you guys in Canada very, very soon.